CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan?
Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of colds infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines
a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain.
An exclusive anti-allergent to help keep breathing passages dry and clear.
Pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever.
Vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
Out from under my arm.
Oh, okay, I'm coming.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me take the milk, too.
Here. It's the business of subletting an apartment and trying to keep house without a refrigerator, so you have to shop for breakfast before you can even eat it.
No. You and Aunt Effie said you liked things that were different. You hated people who complained about things in other countries, remember?
Then to come back from sightseeing yesterday and find that the porter let the painters in and this awful mess in the living room. I still think you should have done what I said. Call the Watsons and tell them the painters showed up.
Oh, look, they're on vacation. Why bother them? They would not have sublet the apartment to us if they'd been expecting painters. Obviously, a mistake was made.
Well, how do we know, dear? Neither the painters nor the porters speak English. I don't know what they said.
Well, we got rid of them anyhow. Now, don't worry about it. Let's have breakfast and you plan where you're going to be sightseeing today.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
Touché, makes your hands feel so wonderfully young, excitingly young every day. Use Touché.
Fall means more entertaining, more dishes to wash. Protect your hands with the new formula Touché, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicones. Hands badly hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work need new formula Touché with its wonderful healing action. Touché with silicones forms a protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Touché's beauty oils instantly moisturize, instantly start helping nature heal hurt, rough hands. Touché.
Touché. Every day, use Touché.
Coffee, Aunt Effie?
Oh, yes, please, dear.
Yeah, I'd like another cup if there's enough.
Mm-hmm, there is. Oh, I know where we could go sightseeing today. Since Mr. Whittier has a car, we could drive north of Rome. It isn't too far. There's some new Etruscan excavations that have opened up this past summer.
Oh.
The archaeologists are still digging out there. I think that'd be fun to see, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting day. Boy, I wish I could go with you.
Oh, I do too, honey. You've missed so many things on this whole trip, being tied up with business.
Well, you always seem to forget that the reason I'm in Europe at all is because of business.
I know. Now that I've had my coffee, I'm in a better humor. Honestly, Aunt Effie, when I came back from marketing this morning and
she was pretty fed up with keeping house in Italy, I'll tell you.
Oh, I tell you,
I woke up in the middle of the night and I got to thinking about walking in the apartment here yesterday and finding those painters here and the living room topsy-turvy.
That seems funny now. I didn't think so at the time.
No, all I could think of was the nerve of the Watsons subletting the apartment to us when they knew the painters were coming.
Yeah. I don't think they knew that at all. I'm sure the painters made a mistake in which apartment they're supposed to paint.
Oh, yes, yes, I do, too. My heavens, they'd already painted half of one wall the most obnoxious shade of blue. What Mrs. Watson's going to say when she gets back.
It's not our fault. The porter let them in.
And when I think of you practically throwing them all out, with all of them shouting in Italian.
Oh, my,
that was so funny.
Oh, boy. For heaven's sake, now, who's that? It's 7:30 in the morning? Oh, God.
It might be Alvin. I told him to come for breakfast if he wanted to.
Oh, fine. Well, sure.
Goodness, I'm glad I remember about those Etruscan ruins. Yeah. I remember reading about it in the paper back home, and I ripped it out, and I thought, well, if we're going to be in Italy this summer, I mean, in Rome, we're certainly going to get out there,
you know? Yes, I think it'll be terribly interesting.
Oh, I do, too. I do.
Look,
since he doesn't speak English and we don't speak Italian, the only thing to do is call the Watsons, dear. I don't care if they are on vacation. You'll have to call them.
Call the Watsons. The painters are bringing the pails and everything. And look, the ladder, the paint buckets. By the time I cope with that telephone operator.
I agree with her. Now, the only thing to do is to get them on the phone so they can talk to the painters themselves.
Here. I've got the Italian book, How to Telephone, phrases you might need. Here, get on the phone. Get on the phone. The Watsons are at the Hotel Majestic in Cannes. Now, let's see. Here's the book. Where is the telephone thing?
Buongiorno, signora. Che bella giornata,
Yes, buongiorno. I don't know what you said, but in a few minutes, you can talk to the people who have this apartment. We're getting them on the phone.
Hello. Here.
The first sentence on the page, right here. That's right here.
Oh, golly.
Now, you're the one who said we should speak the language of the country we're in. Telephonista, right there.
Telefonista, mi metta in comunicazione con Signor Gerald Watson.
That's good, Dan.
Hotel Majestic in Cannes. No, the point is, Mr. Watson, it seems to me that when we paid for subletting your apartment, that we shouldn't have to put up... Huh? Well, no, I...
What did he say, dear?
Well, hold on, will you?
What did he say?
Well, I guess it's no different in Italy than it is in America. They put in a request for the painters 9 months ago, they said, apparently, and they finally arrived.
Well, what do they expect us to do?
Well, he says if we don't let them paint it, heaven knows when they'll get it done.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll just tell them to heck with it. I'll just tell them, we sublet this place. We don't have to put up with having the place a mess while we're here.
I know, dear. Let me talk to Mrs. Watson.
Well,
look, I know how she feels,
dear. Why don't you let the Watsons talk to the painters? I thought that was the whole point.
Well, the painters went back downstairs in the elevator. Let me talk to her. Give me the phone.
Look, why we should have to put up with the...
Hello? Mrs. Watson, may I talk to her?
Look, you're the one who was so put out yesterday when we walked in.
Hello? Mrs. Watson? Yes. I understand, but I think you should know they're painting at the most awful shade of blue. Green? No, they're painting it blue, but not the blue that it was. Well, they're not here right now. How do you want it?
Yeah, I think this is absolutely idiotic. We're only going to be in Rome a few more days. Why should we have to put up with painters?
Which pillow? Is there a green pillow on that sofa, dear?
Yes, two green pillows.
Yeah?
One's a light green, the other's a dark green.
There's two pillows, Mrs. Watson. Which one?
I certainly wouldn't have it painted this dark green.
Now, look, if you're going to get yourself involved in this mess, I wash my hands of the whole affair.
I think
it is absolutely outrageous.
Yes.
They should expect us to supervise painting their apartment.
Will you be quiet? I understand, Mrs. Watson. Sort of a soft green.
Now, in the name of time, you expect to cope with painters who don't even speak English. I mean, it's hard enough back home when they both speak the same language.
Yeah. Will you... Mrs. Watson, you'd better tell me how to say certain things in Italian. Yeah, get me paper and pencil.
Huh?
Paper and pencil?
Look, if Mrs. Watson wants this place painted,
paper and pencil, this is long distance.
Here you are, paper and pencil. Give her your pencil.
Give it back. Yeah, I will. Thank you. All right, Mrs. Watson. Yeah, now I know what color you want it painted, but I think there's some phrases I ought to know, like, it's too dark, And it's too light?
If she wants it painted green, you ought to know phrases like, there's too much yellow in it, or I want it a softer green.
Mrs. Watson, now you tell me exactly what to say, and I'll say it to the painters. I'm writing it down now. How do I say in Italian, Mrs. Watson wants it painted green, the color green of this pillow? La Signora Watson vuole questa. Now, how do you spell that?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Nowadays, nobody hates to see that evening sun go down. Matter of fact, more and more folks every day can't wait. The reason? Well, the reasons are four in number, and each highly persuasive in a comical sort of way. CBS Radio has lined up a fabulous foursome to keep your evenings from becoming foursome. There are longtime favorites, Amos and Andy, in their mystical, magical Merry Music Hall. Plus North Carolina's gift to the entertainment world, Andy Griffith. Plus the great vaudeville style of George Burns and Gracie Allen. And finally, but not leastly, the comedy of Bob and Ray. Before or after dinner, or during same, right along with your evening CBS News and News Analysis, keep up with the world and hep to the humor of the day by keeping your dial set for the different sound of CBS Radio. In particular, for the comedy only a network can bring you and only CBS Radio does. Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, and Bob and Ray. Every Monday through Friday at this address.
Well, look, I have got to get down to our agency here. I got a business appointment, but I'm going to say again that for you to even attempt to supervise a painting in somebody else's apartment and in a foreign language...
Now, look, I wrote down the phrases I'll need. Mrs. Watson gave them to me. The main thing is to make sure he gets the right color green.
Have you got it's too dark?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's too dark is a troppo scuro, and it's too light is a troppo chiaro.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, you know, it might be a wonderful way to learn some Italian.
Yeah, you know? I think we better try to memorize some of the phrases so we don't have to keep looking at the paper.
Yes. Painters always get so excited, and we want to be able to yell right back at them.
I think you're both crazy. You won't get any sightseeing done at all.
Va bene, Giuseppe. Bene, bene così. Giralo di fianco.
Portala qui. Bring another ladder.
Mettila lì.
Let me get out of his way so we can set the ladder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Signore.
Si, signora.
Yes. La signora Watson vuole questo muro dipinto nello stesso colore di verde come questo cuscino.
Verde? Verde? No, blu. Abbiamo cominciato a pitturarle di blu. Blu, signora.
No. She doesn't want it blu. She wants it green, like the green of this pillow. Come questo cuscino.
Come quello cuscino? Ma ho già i colori misti. Adesso devo perdere tempo per andare a trovare i colori verdi e poi ritornare e mischiarli.
I don't know what you said, but it's to be green. Verde, come questo cuscino. Not blue, not blue, green, verde.
Queste donne campino sempre idee.
Boy, I'm getting out of here. All I can say is I wish you girls luck.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Rock Rogers and is produced by Walter Hart.